star. Do you think you're what they say you are? Ricky Lee, superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are?
It's Showtime with Ricky Lee. Thank you for joining me here on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio, with streaming and podcasts available at huntleyradio.com. Spring Awakening is a 2006 Broadway rock musical that won 8 Tony Awards, including Best Musical. It is based on the 1891 German play of the same name, set in late 19th century Germany. The musical tells the story of teenagers as they enter into their sexual awakening. The story deals with issues of morality and sexuality. It was most recently revived on Broadway in 2015, where it was nominated for Best Revival of a Musical. Now, McHenry County College is mounting its own production of the award-winning musical Spring Awakening. The production runs Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays from October 24th through November 9th. For ticket information, contact Jay Geller at 815-455-8746. Joining me in the studio from the MCC production of Spring Awakening, we have actors Angie Strauss and Liam Bell, and choreographer Maggie McCord. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hello.
Now, Maggie, at the top of the show, we teased a little bit about what the musical Spring Awakening is about, but can you please give us a little bit more detail about the themes and the story?
Oh, goodness. Well, there's three main stories that we follow, and that's the characters of Vendela, Melchior, and Moritz as they grow and go through life events that lead to the climax at the end of the show. But then there are also other characters that you meet along the way, such as Marta and Ilsa, who in their own way have things that they need to go through, and they show us
okay.
through song.
Now, Angie, you play Vendela? Is that how we pronounce
it? Yes, Vendela. Okay. The German W is a V. So,
Vendela.
Yeah, Vendela.
Yep. Vendela. Okay, I'm learning something. Now, can you tell our audience a little bit about how Vendela fits into the storyline?
Yes. Vendela Bergman is a 15-year-old girl who doesn't really know kind of where she sits in life. You know, she has older sisters, and she's just kind of, she wants to learn more about being a grown-up, and she's tried asking her mother, and she's tried finding out, you know, on her own, and she's in a place where she wants to learn and she wants to grow, but she doesn't have that way to grow yet. And she definitely does some growing in the show. So, yes, she's not exactly naive, but I think naive would probably be one of the best words to describe Vendela at this
sheltered.
Juncture. Sheltered is a good word, yeah.
Is it difficult playing somebody so young?
Yes. Jay was very clear that I had to get out of my own head for this show, just because I have played a lot of roles older, but I've never exactly played a role younger, especially someone so different than how I am as a person, because I am not exactly as, you know, naive or young or unknowledgeable as Vendela, and it was really tough getting into the mind space of someone who is. And
so you had to go back in your head to when you were
when I was 14, 15 and didn't know as much as I know now. And it's kind of it's cool, but it's also really intimidating and daunting of my own self to get back there. But I rose to the challenge, I hope. Maggie?
I think so.
Oh, thanks, Mom.
Now, Liam, you play Moritz? Moritz?
Yes, Moritz.
What can you tell us about the character and how he fits into the story?
Well, Moritz is a 15-year-old boy, and most would think that he's just a normal kid. And at this time of his life, he's going through changes, mostly like changes in his body, like puberty. So as these changes are happening, he is mostly confused because his parents haven't been very clear on these changes. So he doesn't know or doesn't understand what's going on with his body. And he's overwhelmed by all these new changes, and he doesn't know what to do with it. So the show kind of progresses and shows how he deals with this and what he tries to do to figure all this out, basically.
Now, was it hard to go back to that kind of sense of awakening in your past?
Yeah, I think it did take some difficulty because you had to go back to the time of what did, like, you had to put yourself in that place of when you were, say, 14, 13, 15, when you were going through these changes personally, and you had to put yourself in that place and say, okay, what did I think of this when I was that age? Was I like, what's going on? Did I know anything? Like, you had to put yourself in the mindset and use your personal experience to create the character for you, to make it personal and all that.
Very good. Now, Maggie, I have seen your choreography a lot around the suburban Chicago area. In this musical, Spring Awakening, it's a rock musical, yet it is set in 19th century Germany. So it's kind of a little bit of an odd pairing there. How did you go about creating the style of dance that the audiences are going to see when this production opens?
I honestly just turned the music on and started to just kind of move with it and see what felt right and what felt comfortable. What's also interesting about this show is that the songs don't necessarily take place in the same time. So you can still incorporate more modern movements with the music because it is more of that rock and roll and that grunge and that different inspiration from the different types of music that we use throughout the show. So I just kind of pulled from different areas and then kind of just did what felt natural.
All right. Now, Liam, the majority of the cast of Spring Awakening is comprised of teenage characters. What are some of the similarities between the teen characters in the play and teenagers that would be around McHenry County?
Well, I think the similarities is that, well, everybody is going through these changes at some point in their life, and they can relate to what's going on in the show, and they can say, oh, okay, yeah, I know that, and they can just find that relatability between the characters and themselves, because these characters are deep and relatable.
Angie, kind of taking that one step further, what are some of the differences between modern teens that you'd find in McHenry County and these teens in the show set in 19th century Germany?
Well, one difference is that this is, 19th century yes. Germany, and this is 2019. But, a lot of kids nowadays have so much information just available at their fingertips. My 9-year-old sister's never lived without technology. She knows more than I did at 15. And just kind of, it's mind-blowing to me to think about how little they really did know back then. And like Liam said, there's so many people out there who can relate to this, but I think that it's really going to be interesting for people to kind of take a step back and think, wow, people didn't know about sex. They didn't know about how babies were made. They didn't know where they came from. They still believed in the stork. They wanted their kids to believe that sex is this bad, awful thing. Nowadays it's not exactly, it's not glorified, but it's very accepted. Like, yes, these, 19, 20-year-old kids are having babies and having kids, and it happens. And I think that's going to be really the juxtaposition between, the songs that are very 21st century and the acting, which is very not. I think that's going to be a very different thing for some people. Never seen that before.
Now, the show is set in Germany. Do you guys use German accents?
We do not use German accents. I don't think we could use German.
No, Alex does.
Alex Fair. Yes. Alex Fair.
He's the teacher.
Yes. Yes. Alex Fair and Julie Billimack, they play the two adults in our show. And they do, for specific characters, they will do a German accent. But the majority of us do not use German accents at all.
No, we do not.
It is hard to maintain an accent throughout the entire show.
Yeah.
Especially when other people have different accents. It draws you off your game.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Maggie, what is it that attracted you to want to work on this particular show?
Well, the past few shows that I've done have been just kind of happy-go-lucky. I mean, it was Grease and Little Women and Spamalot. And so I was really excited to do something different where the dancing wasn't just happy jazz squares. It actually added to the story, and like the movement helps enhance the music. And so I was really excited to do something more raw than just kind of fluffy.
Okay. And Angie, how familiar with the music of Spring Awakening were you before you auditioned?
Pretty familiar. I have been in love with the musical Spring Awakening since I was about 11 or 12.
Oh, wow.
I don't even want to admit this, but I watched a bootleg on YouTube when I was really young without my parentals knowing. And I fell in love, and I really resonated with the character of Venla at that young age. And, you know, while I might not have gone through everything that she had gone through at that time, it was like, wow, there's these characters in a musical that I actually relate to, and it was really interesting. And this is a show for extremely mature audiences. And so to kind of get, like, that thrown in my face at 12 years old was a lot. But I am... It's been one of my favorite musicals since... Almost 10 years? Wow. Thanks. And
did you go into audition specifically targeting the role of Venla?
Yeah. Okay. I was. I remember I went and got my hair done with Maggie, like, literally 3 or 4 days before. And I was like, Maggie, I really want this. And she just kind of shrugged her shoulders. She's like, then do it. Then get it. And I was like, okay, I will. And I was, yes, I'm pretty sure I cried when I found out at, like, 5 in the morning. But, yes, I cried. I did cry.
And, Liam, what attracted you to want to be in Spring Awakening?
Well, I have... only been doing this whole theater thing for not too long, so for about 2 years. And I've, as Maggie said, I've only been doing, like, shows like Grease, like Spamalot, like the fun, upbeat shows, not, like, in the serious tone. So when I heard that MCC, that they announced that they're doing the show, I thought, okay, I want to do another musical at MCC, because I've only done one before, and I thought this would be a great way to... develop my own acting ability and to improve on myself, and so far I think that it definitely has. So,
now most recently you played Frederick in Pirates of Penzance, so that's Gilbert and Sullivan, a little different type
yes.
of music.
Yes, oh yes.
what has the difference been like singing Gilbert and Sullivan versus singing Spring Awakening?
I think with Gilbert and Sullivan you have to do it like in a specific way where it's so different from everything else. It's their own thing. Like Gilbert and Sullivan is like very different from any other thing. Like yeah, iconic. And so you kind of have to like be more specific on certain notes when you're singing, and just overall, it's just a whole different like thinking process on that whole thing.
All
then
right.
With Spring Awakening.
Thank you for joining me here on It's Showtime with Ricky Lee on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio, with streaming and podcasts available at huntleyradio.com. Today we are joined in the studio by Angie Strauss, Liam Bell, and Maggie McCourt from the McHenry County College production of Spring Awakening, playing Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays through November 9th. For ticket information, contact Jay Geller at 815-455-8746. Now, Maggie, when you got ready to start mapping out the choreography for the show, what was it that you wanted to accomplish?
I wanted to actually make people feel things this time around, not just feel happy, but feel something. And from the people that have come and seen some of the rehearsals, and they have left crying, I feel like I've accomplished that.
Good, good. Now, what is the process like to choreograph a show? I mean, where do you start?
Well, I first start off by finding out what the set's going to look like. And for this, it's very open, very lots of wide spaces, so I'm able to do a lot. And then I then figure out where I'm going to put people and place them to make sure everyone is getting an optimum view of what's happening on the stage. And then again, I just turn the music on and sometimes I start in the middle of a number and then build out from there. Sometimes I can start directly from the beginning. It's just when something hits me and I feel that that move is where I'm going to start, that's how it happens. And so, for example, with the song Touch Me, I had this specific move that I wanted to use, and I knew that it was going to work. And it's really cool. I'm not going to give too much away because it is really cool.
Two of us. Yeah, she wanted it. She wanted it.
And so it actually is like right in the middle of the song. And so for that number, I started in the middle and then worked backwards towards the beginning and then came back to that spot to make sure everything fit in its place and then finished to the end.
Now, have you ever had something work brilliantly in your head and then you get it on stage and it's like, oh, wow, I made a mistake. I need to reboot, start over.
Yes. Definitely. That has happened a couple of times.
All right. Now, Liam, what have you learned when you learned that you were going to be playing Moritz? How did you go about preparing for the role?
I think you mostly have to do your research on the topic of living in that time period, you know, back in the 19th century. And you have to think of what it was like back then, how they acted, and how they just did things back then. So you have to put yourself in that mindset of going back in time and putting yourself in there to fully get into character, I believe.
Okay, now, Angie, I am very much looking forward to seeing Spring Awakening, but I've never seen the show before. So I know that the show deals with some moral issues and sexuality and things. Mm-hmm. Are there moral lessons in the show, or does it force the audience to explore their own morals? How does that fit in?
I think it really does challenge the audience to explore their own morals, for sure. You know, these are children. They are not adults. They may be played by young adults, but they are children. They are 15, 14 years old doing these things, you know, that most adults even sometimes will shudder to think about. And, you know, there are for sure some lessons within the show. For example, there's a scene where someone deals with an extreme sense of hurt and abuse, and that's a very common theme through the show. But there's one specific thing where people will leave thinking, wow, that's something that is prevalent to society still today, and it will really make them hopefully make them kind of question what they know or what they believe, but question how they believe things happen today. Hopefully it challenges some people to think.
Well, in terms of challenge, what has been the most challenging part about becoming this character?
For me personally, the whole pushing myself back, not being as old as I am, you know, because compared to a 15-year-old, I am old. I know much more than Venla does. And I know much more than she does, and I've experienced much more than she does or she has. And putting myself back into that mindset of you don't know anything, you are innocent, was really hard. And I'm still working on that, for sure, but because you can never really stop working through a show. You can't just settle. And it's still really tough, but that was probably the hardest thing about playing the role.
How emotionally taxing is it to play this role?
Very. I'm really lucky to have a good connection with my scene partner, Ethan Sherman. He's a great kid, and he does a lot of hard work. But it's still the personal scenes for me are tied extremely close to my heart, and so being able to put those scenes across with the emotion that I need to. A lot of times I leave rehearsal very tired emotionally. but it's very tough, but working through it is something that I've had to keep track on, you know, mentally and emotionally.
Now, Liam, your character goes to a very dark place in Spring Awakening.
Yes.
What's it like to do that every night?
I mean, it's, as Angie has said, it's very taxing on you. Because as even though you're doing it, you're still acting as if it is actually going on. So even though the moment you come off stage, you're still kind of feeling that, even though you don't have to show it, because like you're not showing it to an audience, you're still feeling it backstage when like no one else is around. It's still there. So it takes me a while to like get out of that like thought process of what the character was going through. So it definitely does take like a while to get through that every night. So it's difficult, yes.
And Maggie, when you were learning dance growing up, what were the qualities of the instructors that you wanted to emulate when you became a choreographer?
So I'm going to be honest, I didn't take dance growing up.
Really? Oh, wow.
She's just naturally a star.
I did.
Well, that question just goes out the window.
I did like POMS in high school and then just musical theater. And so
you learned in the process.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess in the process of like learning through doing musical theater, what I wanted to make sure I got across was everyone looked good. I didn't want someone who isn't trained or doesn't know how to dance to feel like they don't know how to dance. And then I didn't also want to just showcase the people who do dance. So when you're choreographing a show, and what I like to do is during auditions, yes, your audition piece, you want it to be difficult because you want to see what everyone can handle. And then sometimes you can just go right from there. And sometimes you have to go back and rework things because you see everyone's ability. And I like everyone to be able to do the dance. So if I do have people who have more ability, I'll showcase them at different points. But then for the most part, I like to make it a nice, even playing field for everyone.
And Angie, the story of Spring Awakening deals with some mature themes, dialogue, situations, etc. Is the audience going to be uncomfortable at times?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There is
100%.
Yes. You will not leave this show being like, oh, this was such a good show, you know, happy, go lucky. No, you will leave feeling uncomfortable, and it's going to make an impact. But this show has so many beautiful themes. On top of that, so much beautiful music and acting, and all together it's a good 180 degrees throughout the show. And I think the juxtaposition, I've said that word like four times.
It's the word of the day.
It's the word of the day. I think that will really make an impact with the audiences, but yes, you will be left feeling uncomfortable after multiple scenes. But the end show resolution is absolutely, it's beautiful, really. It's touching.
A very general yet specific question. Why do you perform?
I perform because it's been something that I've done since I was really young. And it has made such an impact on my life throughout the years. And it's really shaped me into the person I am. And a lot of the shows that I've done as of late have been, you know, funny shows or happy-go-lucky shows. And why I perform, or why I like to perform specifically for Spring Awakening, is it brings a whole new level to my ability as an actor and myself as a person. And so I perform for myself.
Liam, why do you perform?
I perform mostly because I love singing. I love acting, so why not put them both together and put them on stage and just have a good time? I just enjoy being up on stage and, as you could say, I guess, entertaining people. It's just a fun thing for me. It just makes me happy.
And Maggie, what's the most rewarding thing to you about seeing your work up on stage?
Seeing your work up on stage. just the moment when everything clicks together and you know you have a number and it impacts you and it impacts everyone around you. It really does. It feels wonderful.
All right. And now, Angie, if somebody was going to follow in your footsteps, is inspired by musical theater, wants to be an actor as well, what advice would you give them?
I would give them the advice of just continue putting your best foot forward. It may be scary at some points. There are definitely things that are daunting about performing. But really just speak your own truth throughout your performance, from everything, starting at the audition process, through rehearsals, through performance, through clothing, through to your next audition. Just never stop being who you can and who you should be and perform for yourself first off.
Very good. Liam, would you have any advice for somebody who wants to be an actor?
I think if you'd like to be an actor, you have to know that there will be ups and downs, obviously. If you audition for a show, you won't always get the part that you came in wanting, but that shouldn't, like, turn you away. Like, as a beginning, I would take any part I could get. Like, ensemble members, I would get it, and slowly you start to build up what you can do and your quality that you can present to the directing team or whatever, and then you can just do that and all.
Spring Awakening plays in the Black Box Theater at McHenry County College Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays from October 24th through November 9th. For ticket information, please contact Jay Geller at 815-455-8746. I want to thank our guests today, Maggie McCord, Angie Strauss, and Liam Bell. Thank you for coming in to see us here in the radio station. And I and my audience are all looking forward to seeing you in Spring Awakening.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, everybody, have a great evening. And that's It Showtime with Ricky Lee for the week.